It's something Seabury Hall dance director David Ward has been wanting to do for years, make his school's annual dance festival into an event with national reach, bringing together students of the movement arts in joint performance with other Maui and mainland schools. His Common Ground Dance Festival continues to grow in its second year. It's coming up this weekend, and he's on the line with us now. Good morning, David.
Hey, good morning, Chris.
How many kids have you got waiting in the wings? I mean, not figured, literally, but you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, no, this year is pretty substantial. We have over 100 young dancers who will be performing this weekend.
What ages?
Well, the youngest are, there's a few middle school kids. Like one of the halau is bringing some younger kids, but mostly they're high school age, 9th through 12th grade.
You know, you have such a wide range of dancers for this thing that I sometimes feel that the term movement arts is even more sort of wide-ranging than dance, because it's just getting to be such a broad field, don't you think?
Well, I like to include the word movement arts because I'm also trying to reach out to, like, for an example, we have a taiko group who will be performing, and
yeah,
they're doing a very movement-based taiko piece.
Uh-huh.
But they're not, you know, they're not dance-trained dancers. They're just, as you know, taiko can be very visual.
Sure.
And sometimes the movement, the choreography between those drums can be spectacular.
Yeah, that's kind of what I mean, you know, the whole idea of barriers breaking down between different sub-genres of an art form.
Well, that's exactly what I'm hoping to do. I wanted to, you know, so often I've been in the dance business, you know, for decades, and one of the things that I always feel is that people kind of stay cloistered in their school's performance, or, you know, they go and they see a ballet or a modern program, sometimes a recital show, but to bring all of these things together on one stage, you know, it some of these kids would never see some of this stuff otherwise, right? So they're,
yeah,
opening their eyes to new things, and the audience gets a taste of such an amazing variety of styles and energy. So I really believe that there is, you know, great benefit for everybody in this kind of a program.
Don't you think that base has sort of, like, say, over the arc of your years teaching dance, don't you think that base has kind of broadened during those last recent decades?
Well, I do, and I think some of it's because of some of the things that we get to see, you know, that's more exposure on television and that sort of thing with, you know, like even with So You Think You Can Dance, for an example, which a lot of my kids like to watch.
Uh-huh.
You know, those kids have to do a variety of stuff. It's not like, okay, you're doing one style. Everybody has to do a little taste of this and a little taste of that. So, yeah, I think it has been more exposed that there's greater opportunity than just one, you know, dance being classical ballet or modern dance, right?
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
Everything's possible, and I think there's so many more people dancing than ever.
Really? That's good news. Just drawn to the idea of moving any way that you want to come up with, that kind of thing, David?
Well, I mean, you know, yeah, I mean, from just people just doing social dancing,
mm-hmm,
like whether it's swing or, you know, ballroom has had more of a resurgence, just all kinds of things like that. But also just in styles, yeah. I mean, I think that there are more studios are I think have increased in numbers. But I mean, for an example, like we're bringing in right now, like these kids from Portland who are coming from this performing art high school, Dance West. You know, there are 18 of them that have flown in from there.
Mm-hmm.
But their school has over 200 plus students who are just in the dance pro segment of that. It's a small public high school, you know, geared toward the performing arts,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, it's just bursting at the seams. You know, they can barely fit kids in all the studios, and that is super exciting.
Well, it's also exciting to see how many kids are feeling that creative urge no matter what direction it takes them, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, they may or may not pursue a life of dance, but, you know, that even in education, when kids are learning about creativity, it makes them creative thinkers. They're generally helps them improve their academic skills. you know, it just, when kids are able to release and experience, you know, that kind of passion and creativity, I think it just makes them better at everything else in their lives. Whether they ever pursue dance or they just become a patron of dance in the future.
Well, you know, anything that requires that kind of level of skill, levels of skill that can only be attained through really diligent practice, it kind of teaches you the value of hard work, to use a pretty corny phrase.
Well, you're exactly, no, that's absolutely right. Dance, like any sort of, you know, whether it's martial arts or dance, I mean, you don't improve unless you're practicing.
Yeah.
If you're playing an instrument, you're not going to get better if you don't practice every day. And, like, you know, that is absolutely correct. It teaches them, if I want to be the best at what I do, I have to be committed. I have to be there. I have to be in class, be in rehearsal. These dancers have been here this week, these dancers from Portland, working with my dancers here. I have, there's 18 of them and 15 of my kids working on a piece together that they're going to perform. You know, they did it in 7 days, every day, for about 5 hours a day. So on top of school, on top of homework, on top of everything, every day they've been in rehearsal, just working like crazy. And I tell you, it's, for all, as hard as producing something like this is, my heart is so satisfied when I see the magic that happens between these kids who have never met before, working so hard, and now they're going to bring this amazing piece to life. And then, of course, the connections they're making with each other, the friendships that will hopefully last a lifetime. It's so satisfying. It makes all the work worth it.
Well, you know, David, you can set the framework, but you can't supply the kids with energy if they don't have it, right?
Well, yes, to some degree that's true. But if you bring energy and you bring excitement, it is... it's contagious, right? It's infectious.
Sure.
So if you bring that and you get these kids turned on, then yes, once they're with you, you know, you can take them anywhere. I mean, you can really just explore boundless possibilities.
I would think one of the great rewards would be at what you were describing earlier, seeing how they support one another once that energy has been kind of unleashed.
Oh, I got to tell you, I'm watching these rehearsals with our guest artists. I'm sitting here in the studio, and it's just touching me so deeply to see, you know, you never know. Are these kids going to connect? Are they going to be, you know, is there going to be tension between them? Are they, you know, are they going to feel intimidated by each other? But no, oh my God, they're working so harmoniously and with such generosity with each other. It's pretty unbelievable. It's pretty amazing.
Sounds pretty rewarding. Thanks so much, David. Good luck with the
show. Thank you so much, Chris. I really...
David Ward is the dance director at Seabury Hall and the director of the second annual Common Ground Dance Festival, performed by a collective of Maui's youth-based movement arts programs in concert with the Seabury Dance Program, this Saturday at and Sunday at 3 p.m., at Seabury Hall's A'ali'i Kuhunua Honua Creative Arts Center in Makaua'au.